Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining the podcast, We All Get 24 Hours. If you clicked on a link through my bio or in my social media channel or website, I just wanted to say thank you. And if you stumbled across it, hey, hope I can add a little bit of value to your day. I'm Sam from Sam's Wellness, and this is the podcast, We All Get 24 Hours. Enjoy. I am a huge positivity advocate and motivator. I wanted to do this podcast because it really needs to be my mission, I think, to offer some motivation, to bring you ideas that might help you battle through your fears and help you achieve those goals, stop yourself holding you back. Now, a tiny bit more about me. I am a mum of four. I also have a full-time job, and I'm doing all of that whilst building and working for myself on my own business. So I thought I'd offer a little bit of tips, advice, and try and bring you some ideas to keep pushing you forward and help motivating you. So if you are here because you are thinking about taking the plunge for yourself, thinking about doing something new or different and needed a bit of motivating, or if you've already done that and you're just hitting a bit of a stumbling block and looking for some ideas, then you've come to the right place, people. Now, if you have decided to take the plunge for yourself, first things first, you need to be thinking about your goals. You need to think about what kind of things you want to be achieving out of your business, out of working for yourself, and how could you do those things. So first of all, we're going to think about setting some goals down. Set your intentions. Why is it important to set intentions? Because you can work and work and work, but if you have no idea what kind of goals or in things that you're working towards, then it really is going to end up feeling pointless. You're going to go round and round in circles and then look back and realise you had so much opportunity to achieve more, but you just never really worked for it because you weren't setting those goals up. You weren't pushing to get a bit further on. So number one is think about your goals. Think about what it is you want to achieve. And then secondly, and it kind of goes hand in hand with those, is your why. You need to have a strong reason why you want to do this. Why it is that you've wanted to set up your own business. Why it is you want to work for yourself or with a partner or with a supported company. Why is it you're trying to do something new and something different? And for many people, we might think it's money, it's income related, oh, I need this. Maybe you need a few more extra pounds in the bank each month. And that's absolutely fine. But you need to dig a little bit deeper and think of a really strong why. I need you to think of something that is going to make sure you get out of bed and you work on yourself and do this, even on the days when you feel lousy, when you've had the flu or the cold, or you know, you've had a terrible day in your normal 9-to-5, or you've had an argument with a family member, or something's happened, like the car's broken down. You need to think of a real strong why that's going to make you want to do that, regardless to those things, because that's the only reason you're going to actually do it, is the why. It's not always going to be the goals that push you. It's going to be the reasons behind those, the actual purpose of why you wanted to do this in the first place. So that's the second thing. Think of that why, and we'll talk about that a bit further on, but I'm just going to hit you with some key pointers for today. Now, the main thing that you're going to have to do, and for most people, it's the biggest thing that they struggle with, and it is being consistent. When you set those goals, it's amazing and you feel hyped, you feel excited, but there really is no point if you're not going to be consistent. You have to do what it takes on a regular basis. There's no point doing it every couple of weeks. There's no point doing it every other day. There's no point doing it once a month. You need to be consistent. It's the only way you're going to achieve those goals. And once you start showing up daily, doing it on a regular, that it becomes so much part of your daily routine, then you're going to start to feel yourself working towards them goals. You're going to start to see some results, and some success is going to start to come your way. But it really doesn't come if you're not being consistent. It's just not going to happen. So that's my other main point, and it's it's a biggie because not everyone can do it. It is probably the number one reason why most people end up quitting, giving up and not trying after a couple of weeks. They haven't really been consistent. They've put in half-heartedly and they expected big results back. Those big results are coming, they're going to come, but you have to have that consistency. And the other thing that goes with that is your discipline. You need to be disciplined enough with yourself that you're going to do what it takes when you need to. You need to be disciplined so that you are going to get up on those times when you feel rubbish and you're going to do what you need to do regardless. It's important that you have a routine set in place. It's one thing that's going to help you be disciplined. It's going to help you stay on track. So thinking about a nice routine that works for you, that's going to fit in and around your family or around your other commitments, that is another key pointer. Okay, routine is hand in hand with being consistent. Being disciplined is the only thing really that sets you apart from the people that try for 5 minutes and then can't be bothered. Okay, so then you need to have those things in place. You need to have your routine with your goals set, your intentions set. You're always going to have your why in the back. It's always going to be there because that's going to be the key point pushing you forward. You're going to be disciplined and you're going to make sure that you stay consistent with that. You're going to make sure that you do what it takes when you need to on a regular basis. Once you have those key points in place, you're going to start to want to see results immediately. Okay, but that's the point where the consistency comes in. You need to do it for a period of time. It needs to be more than just 5 minutes, more than just 2 weeks, more than just a month. You need to stick at it and give yourself like a good year. Give yourself a good year to actually see those results start coming in. It's the same for when you want to lose a bit of weight. We all try it. We all try and cut out, you know, cut out the greasy foods, have a week of salads, and then we expect to drop like 2-3 stone and keep it off. And it's not going to happen because we're not being consistent. The only way that you manage to maintain your weight or lose weight is when you show consistency, and it needs to be done over time. And that time then turns into a routine. The routine becomes regular and you start to have lots of results that stay with you for a longer period of time. It's the exact same with our business. You need to be pushing forward and keep going and make sure that you're showing patience. Okay, it's not going to happen overnight. Time you need to give yourself so it allows enough time for everything to fall into place. And once it's all aligned, once all of those key factors are something you're doing regularly, you will really start to see results coming in. That's when you can push yourself forward and keep going, okay? So if you've joined for a little bit of motivation, I just want you to know that you have come to the right place. I'm going to be showing up regular. I'm going to be doing these podcasts to try and keep pushing. And we're going to tap into some of these points that I've mentioned today in a lot more detail, and giving you some real ideas of how you can implement them in your day-to-day life and push forward in your business or in your self goals that you have. Okay, thank you very much for listening, guys. I hope you all have an amazing day. Try and stay focused and positive on what you want to do and have a little think about your why. What's the reason you're going to really do this? Okay, thanks very much, guys. Bye-bye. Hi, welcome back to We All Get 24 Hours in the Day. I'm Sam. Today, let's have a little talk about our routine then. Touched on it a bit before. Let's have a little bit of a deeper focus because our routine affects our goals and how we get there. We're going to have a little look at how it can help or hinder our steps to success. So routine is key, and I know it's something that can be a bugbear for many people, and we don't realise that most of us are in a routine anyway, but often it's a subconscious one. So if you're someone that sets an alarm, you have to get up for work or dropping the kids to school, you hit the snooze, get out of bed, get washed and changed, and then you go. That's a routine in itself. Now, that's absolutely fine. You're ready, you've gone and you're going about your business. But have you paused to have a little think about how you feel? Have you focused your thoughts on what you want to do for that day? and how you're going to actually get there and achieve it? Most likely not. Most of us just go through the exact same routine day in and day out, which is fine. But days do turn into weeks, and weeks turn into months, and months turn into those years. And it soon adds up, and you can often find you're suddenly there like, whoa, where did those few years go? And how have I not got any closer to that goal of mine? But how you haven't got closer is because you haven't been focusing on it. Your routine just fell into place rather than you setting it up and being structured. So here's how I try now to implement my routine to make sure that it provides some benefit and some added value to my day. And you're going to start your day on a more positive note if you have a positive routine. And that day to begin with will be positive, and so will it continue, because you're going to be in a better frame of mind to deal with all of the challenges that life is going to throw at you throughout the course of the day. So believe it or not, that actually happens the night before. So you need to be thinking about setting your intentions for that following day the night before. Being ready for tomorrow, it means being in the right frame of mind. So clearing your mind of all the stresses that you have, it's easier to write them down of the things that you wish to do for the following day. Now, I would suggest not doing this directly before sleeping, because if, like me, you write things down and then suddenly your head is in a spin and you cannot sleep because you're having mad dreams about all the millions of things you've got to do and how on earth you're going to get them all done. So instead of letting that anxiety build up, do it a few hours before bed. Write them down, set them, and then let them go. Before sleeping, you need to be thinking about waking up feeling amazing, waking up feeling revitalized from your sleep and ready to go and attack all the things that you want to do for the day. So when it comes to waking up, it's a tough one, but no snoozing that alarm. Snooze button's a killer, it really is. You hit snooze, you've probably all been there, you've hit snooze, especially on your phone, and before you know it, you've drifted back off into a really lush, lovely deep sleep. You've thought you've hit snooze and you probably turned your alarm off. You then wake up frantic, running around, you're lost, you're late. You're in a bad mood now because you've got to pick up the pace and you're probably not doing any of the actual things of focusing your mind because you've had to really rush your morning. And 9 times out of 10, those mornings turn into the most terriblest days where everything that could go wrong does go wrong. So it's really important to try and get yourself into a routine of waking up, physically getting straight up, so you can get on with your morning and get on with your day. I would honestly love nothing more than to lay in and just sleep and rest. But since having our most nocturnal child ever, lie-ins are a complete no-no, and I'm at a loss as to the people that still have them. It's amazing. But nevertheless, it's so much better to just be up and out the door and ready. So I avoid that madness that I used to face all the time of rushing around non-stop by my routine. Now, without exception, I do get up now extra early. It gives me the time to get all the things done that I need to do before anyone else is awake, is up, is moving around or bothering. And it's a lovely thing to be able to be up and in a quite a zen zone before you have to deal with anything else. It puts you in a much better frame of mind. It doesn't mean the stress and challenges disappear. That's ridiculous. They're still there, obviously. But you are in a much better frame of mind to deal and cope with them. So try, please, I implore you to invest a bit of time in yourself in the morning, in an early start for you. Obviously, I know not everyone has the same routine. Some of us will work nights, some of us will have varied shifts. You might be up throughout the night and not be able to be up first thing in the morning, and that's absolutely fine. Just whatever time it is that your day starts, allow some time before you have to rush around. Allow some time for yourself to just reset yourself and get yourself in a good state of mind before it all begins. So my particular routine, I get up early, I get up before 6 and I get myself ready. I exercise a little bit. I do some yoga stretches, some sort of movement to get my body awake and alive. And then I have a shower and get ready for my day. I also, in the morning, I read a little bit of my current book that I'm reading, whatever that may be, have a little read. And I also write in my gratitude journal. A gratitude journal is just a notebook which I put in positive affirmations and positive phrases and all my gratitude of how I'm feeling. It's a great way to write things down with emotion about the things that I'm grateful for. So I connect that emotion with it, which is really important. I'm not just scribbling for the sake of it, because a bit like saying sorry if you don't mean it, it's just a word. So your gratitude needs to be words that you believe that resonate with you of the things that you are grateful for in your life. Sounds a bit airy-fairy, and for some people it's completely out there. It's nothing they've ever done before or are willing to do. But trust me, it's one thing that can really put you in a much better frame of mind if you actually write down how you feel and the things you feel grateful for. And you will be amazed at the millions of things that you can find, even on the worst days. Absolute tons of them out there that we've got to be grateful for, all of us. So try it, give it a go if you haven't already. In my book, I also write affirmations. These are positive phrases and words which resonate deeply with me. We in our business, we have a mindset call, and in these training calls, we look at deeper impact of positive thinking and your affirmations and how it can impact your feelings and your thoughts and your actions as well, surprisingly enough, that they're all linked together. But mostly, looking at that deeper, mostly it's a hugely simple and effective way to reset your negative thinking that you might have, self-doubt and low self-esteem that you may have, and like limiting beliefs. It's a great way to keep you focused on what's important to you. So that's my routine in a nutshell. It's quite simple and actually nothing new or innovative. It's actually quite simplistic in that I get up early so I have time. Give yourself time, whatever the time you wake up, to be up before the manic mayhem of life. Think about what it is you want to achieve that day. Think about the things you're grateful for that day and get yourself in a nice calm space. Also, moving your body, any kind of exercise that you do, is only going to benefit you by releasing the endorphins, the serotonin, getting your blood pumping, and it also stops you from getting back into bed and getting sleepy again. It just helps you be up and awake. And then you'll be ready for the day, ready to tackle those goals, ready to push forward in what you want to do and what you want to achieve. And also being up early means you're blessed that you have extra time, and you'll be amazed in that whether it's 15 minutes extra you wake up, half an hour or an hour, you will be amazed in what you can achieve just by those times that you probably would have been laying in bed, perhaps scrolling on your phone or, you know, hitting the snooze a million times over, not actually sleeping. So there you go. That's my tips on routine. And it's specifically morning routines or waking up routines of how you can go about your day. You can fit gratitude and journaling into any part of the day. It might be something you want to do as well before bed, so it's an evening routine as well. But either way, find something that fits with you and do it consistently. Do it on a regular basis so that it becomes that routine. It becomes something you do very often. We often talk about our routine, but then we might do it 2 or 3 days. Now that, unfortunately, isn't a routine. It's a fad. It's a phase. It was something you intended to do and then you never stuck at. So try and find something that you can do on a regular basis, that you can do on a daily or weekly basis, that's going to constantly fit with your lifestyle. And it's going to help you no end. You'll be amazed at how much it actually helps you feel, how much clarity you have, and how much you're actually able to get done. Okay? So remember, guys, it isn't always going to be fun. Getting up early, if that's something you're aiming to do, isn't always going to be fun, but you're going to reap the benefits of it. It's 100% worthwhile. You get so much more done. be accountable to yourself. There is no point saying, I'm going to set a routine and then, you know, you're waking up at 11. Like, if you want to get up early, get up early. Quit the excuses and give it a go. The worst that can happen is you feel a bit tired. And then the best that can happen is you just have the most amazing day and absolutely cannot believe how much you got done in those 24 hours. All because you got up like 15 minutes earlier, half an hour earlier. So remember, whatever it is you do to your routine of how you want to tweak it, change it, or if you think, oh wow, I'm onto a good thing because I already do all these things, amazing, keep it up. It's going to work wonders for you. So we all get those 24 hours. Obviously, our lives are all different, but those 24 hours are the same day in and day out. So why not ramp it up a gear and see what you can get out of those 24 hours? Thanks for listening, guys. Okay.